post experience. And I just want to go over some things that we already know, but I just want to really map it out. It keeps coming to my attention that we need to be trained in this, and the Lord doesn't want this message to leave us without fully understanding how to really navigate going to the post.
Amen.
Going to the post isn't really any different from, it's a greater level of understanding of what we would always do when we go to God. Going to the post gives us a more accurate, more authentic experience with God. The key word here tonight, being post itself, or the key word right now for us to get an understanding would be the post itself. I'm sharing my screen if you can see it. On the right is the Bible. On the left is the notes from on Sunday.
Okay.
If you can see that, just say amen if you're following the screen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, good. All right. I split it because we're going to look at a couple of scriptures. We're going to start over in Proverbs 8. And again, we're just getting getting our real footing into the understanding about going to the post. God doesn't want to complicate it. He doesn't want it to become difficult for any of us. But a lot of times you're going to also have to understand that the enemy also is standing in front of that post now that you're getting an understanding with it. And he's standing there too. So it's not just you not being able to navigate getting there, but it's also the enemy that wants to oppress and kind of thwart your understanding and oppress your atmosphere concerning it, because it really is simplistic. It really is very, very simple. But he will complicate things because of the fact the Lord let me know. He said, this is the real deal. This is the real stuff. This is real fellowship. In fact, in a little while, I can't get around it. I've been trying to get around it. We're going to even deal with Alpha and Omega fellowship at the post. In fact, we're going to start carving that out in tomorrow night's case study. Because it's a complete dialogue at the post. But let me back up. Let's go back. We're going to start from the beginning at Proverbs chapter 8. We're not going to hover there. We're just going to make it real simple to understand in tonight's more group. And so it says in Proverbs 8, verse number, let's see, Proverbs 8. And we're going to look at verse number 30. Let's start at 33. Yeah, let's start at 33. Actually, let's go to 32. It says, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Now that's key. It's a key to the next verse. Next two, three verses, actually. It's a key to get into the post here. That keep my ways. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man, verse 34, that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. The reason why we got so geeked up on being at the post is because the word post revealed to us about the moving creatures. It means moving creatures. And we understand through former studies that the moving creatures would be the characteristic or the temperament of the Lord. And so what houses and holds up the gate is the post. The gate is the entryway. And we're trying to get in the gate. But what gets us in the gate is being at the post and understanding the post being the moving creatures. It just simply means to put on, if I'm going to walk through the gate and have true fellowship with Christ and really, really walk in an authentic faith lifestyle, I'm going to allow the temperament of the Lord to come upon me. That's the whole key of your experience at the post, is that the temperament of the Lord comes upon you. The temperament meaning God's characteristics, God's mindset. We mm-hmm. learned in this series on faith that we wouldn't, it would be faith over fear. Fear would not move us. Fear would not drive us to pray because we're anxious about something getting done, or we're anxious about being healed or someone being healed. We learned that in the early in the series that we wouldn't move through our own anxieties in prayer. We wouldn't move through our own anxieties through the necessities of life. But we would have a post experience and we would make an exchange of temperament. That's the key. Don't lose that. And we learned the exchange of temperament comes when we're staying in the study of the now word.
Amen.
We don't, you don't come, you don't try to have a post experience without being in the study of God's now word. There's always a conversation at the post, and God has given us an insight of how to pick up in the conversation. Anytime is an experience with God, even before you've learned anything about Rhema and before anything, your experience with God always was predicated on the fact that he would speak to you at the end of your weeping, your wailing, your crying, whatever you were doing. God has just given us a real, I don't want to call it a shortcut, but he's given us a way that would be in real relationship. If I ever came to my mom who raised me, and every time I went to my mother, only thing I did was weep and wail and cry and shout. I would always just try to get her to understand me by those methods and by just if I went to her and I just only spoke in tongues, which would be only to edify myself because that's what it is. And we've learned different methods of trying to reach God when we were coming up in Christianity. We've learned if I only stood there fasting before my mother, how much of a conversation or how much is she going to be able to, how much is going to get done between us? It would always come out better if I had a conversation with her.
Amen.
And at the post, we have the conversation because the conversation is, it's not even what I'm feeling. That's not how you get it. The conversation is, what is he saying in the Rhema? And so I begin my post experience by speaking and by going over or meditating aloud, not quietly. I very seldom meditate to myself, but meditation can be loud as well. And I start to really go over the things in which I've heard him talking about in the last message. And I pick up there and all of a sudden he begins to move in that word. And then there's a conversation that births out from that word. And as that conversation comes out, instruction begins to happen. The word instruction is often reproof. It's often, in a sense, a warning. It's often chastening. But I want to submit something to you guys in all sincerity. Every conversation with Jesus is always going to have reproof. It's always going to have discipline. It's always going to have it. Why? Because he's so righteous and he's in every way holy. Even so, it doesn't have to be about some deep level of sin that you might be in that you haven't been able to get out of. But anytime God opens his mouth and begins, anytime he opens his mouth, hear me, it's going to end up being discipline. It's going to end up talking to you in areas of that are just not perfect. Any conversation, whether he's talking about how you're moving in ministry, you might be talking about how you're dealing in finance, he may be talking about how you're being as a parent, it's always going to better you with him. Amen. It's always going to be about bettering you, no matter what the conversation is. And so what will take place is after you've been in the word and after you been talking to them about what you've been learning. The word is going to go from what we learned a long time ago, from a general rhema, and it's going to tap into what we would know to become personal. It will become personal rhema.
Yes, it is.
It will go from a generalization and it will become personal. This was what happens at the post.
Amen.
It becomes personal. And the experience there, we learned on Sunday, comes out in a very still, small voice. God will transition what you're studying and what you're meditating on, and he'll hook it around to where it touches you in a very personal way. And he's smooth with it. He's smooth. It'll touch an area that has to be concerning you. It'll touch an area that he's been saying that this has been this way for this long. And he begins to minister to you personally. And how often is he wanting to do this? It says, blessed is the man that heareth me. There's that personalization thing. First, I hear the rhema that I'm under, and then I go in the rhema, and it becomes from general, it comes into personal. And it says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates. Daily. The word daily here, watch this, it means sunrise to sunset. Sunrise to sunset. You see that? Or it says, or from one set sunset to the next. That speaks daily. In other words, daily doesn't end. It can happen all day, every day. It's not just an experience for the morning time. But it becomes an experience that can happen throughout the entirety of our, whenever we need him. Whenever we need him, or whenever we want a fellowship. If there's a situation in your life that you're not happy about, then you have the right. The Bible says to knock and keep on knocking. Ask and keep on asking. But how do I get there? I go through the now rhema word. We learned that we had a message that was dealing with the rhema word being a lamp and a light that would guide us to the post. It would guide us to the temperament. How do I know I'm at the post? When I'm no longer in my own anxiousness, when I'm walking in the peace and the temperament of Jesus, that no matter what it is that I might have been going there for, I might have been moving and trying to get to him because I don't want this situation to turn out this way. But by the time there's an exchange of his mindset, the way he feels about it, I would have to say his confidence rises up on us. You become confident there. There's no fear, no matter what you're facing. And if that's your signal that you look for, that fear is no longer on you, then you know you're touching the post. You're at the post. You're having an experience. Why would I have to wait there now? Why do I wait? Because now I wait for the general to become personal. I wait there. But watch this, and you're going to learn this tomorrow night even more so. While you're there, it is not a monologue where it's only God speaking. It's a dialogue. And we learned this already in the series, that after we hear what he has to say, his word to us, he will now hear what we have to say as well. But the key is to wait for instruction. It says it right here. Hear instruction, verse 33, and be wise and refuse it not. So we're waiting for whatever kind of betterment or discipline that God, it's not a brow beating that you're getting there. We heard it comes in a still, calm, still quiet voice is how he's moving, a still small voice. And we learned that still meant it was quiet and calm. So he's not coming there to badger you or browbeat you. It's a calm voice that comes out through the place of rhema, and it touches you personally. And then it's a small voice. It moves like powder or dust. It's a smooth transition of his discipline into your heart or into your mind. And after that takes place, don't leave. It's not time to go after he shows you an area that you can do better in, or he shows you something that he would like for you to do. Whatever he shows you there, whatever experience you have, don't leave. Have the dialogue now. Now he will open up to where he talks about perfecting those things which concern you. Now, just because you have, it's a concern, it doesn't mean that you're fearful or anxious. It just means you want change. I want change in areas, but it doesn't always mean I'm afraid of the things that have not changed. And I'm not afraid when I'm under the temperament of Christ. I'm not afraid. So I can openly and maturely discuss what I would like him to change. And this is all happening at the post. And this is the transition. And this is the ease of how easy it is to move there. We move through the word that we're generally hearing, the rhema word that we're generally hearing. Or listen, you might already have an in, because while the rhema word was coming forth, it might have touched you in a personal way. I think I saw Sister Wanda on the line. I saw you on the line, Wanda. Is Sister Wanda on the line? Okay, I thought I had saw her because I wanted to use her as an example. There are times where the word is going forth, and then Wanda will send in the chat different things that it's doing to her at that moment. Amen, anybody?
Amen.
All right. She'll get very personal with it. And she'll send something back through the chat and get very personal. And what takes place there is now she has an in, because when she's hearing a general rhema, it's already breaking down and becoming personal. She has an easy flight or easy pathway to the post. The conversation of what he told her personally is already available. It should be that way for all of us. That when I'm hearing a general rhema, something just got personal with me. That opens up an experience.
Amen.
For you to go back with that and speak to him, and he will pick up right there with you.
Amen. Amen.
And that thing will just come alive, and you'll talk to him, and you'll be speaking to him. Curtis has been teaching this for a long time. In the prayer studies, never to try to go into prayer without having a rhema, being in the now word. He's been teaching it for the last year and so. And it's the exact same thing, but what he's doing there is really, really, really perfecting that and letting us know not to try to move forward without the exchange of temperament. We would call it propitiation back in the day, but God has just really given us a greater level of under, he's been putting building blocks on these rhema words, and he's building a very beautiful holy temple within you by this word. It's just, putting a block upon block, rhema upon rhema, and it's building the tabernacle of God within you. Truly is. So each rhema is supporting the next level, and he's perfecting it. And he's complete, let me use the word, completing the rhema. And so we take the understanding of putting on his temperament, or allowing him to put his temperament on us, and then we proceed in conversation. And this creates a wonderful, what we call, what he has given us to understand, post experience.
Amen.
He gives us a wonderful, wonderful post experience. Don't overlook it. Don't. It's not that deep. Don't try too hard. Listen. It says right here. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children. Blessed are they that keep my ways. That word keep usually means to guard or protect. We have to guard and protect this process. We have to guard it. There it is right there. It means guard and protect. We are called to guard and protect what? His ways. This is something he's teaching us. He's teaching us how to come to him and move in levels and realms of authentic faith. We have to guard. This is why I'm talking about the enemy. The enemy will come in and try to make this much harder than what it really is. And he will try to thwart all the revelations concerning it. Everything I said to you tonight has already been said. It's already been said. But it's up to us to guard this, to protect this. Blessed are they that keep my ways, protect them. This is the way to the post. This is the way to authentic faith. Now it's up to us to exercise it. I come in through the now word. So I take the Sunday word, Sunday study. I'm going to give you an example of it right now. We're going to look at some of this on Sunday, and we're going to slip right in through what we learned on Sunday. Watch, this is really good. All right. I just widened my screen because I'm going to look at Sunday here, and we're going to pick up in an area of Zacchaeus. All right. This was training through what happened with Zacchaeus. It says here, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho in Luke 19, verse number 1. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And this is where it got interesting. He sought to see Jesus. I'm just going to stop right there. He wanted to see him. And what was in Zacchaeus' spirit that he wanted to be aware, he wanted to know, he wanted the knowledge of. Zacchaeus didn't just want to put eyes on Jesus and see his physical being. He didn't just want to see his beard. He didn't want to see his robe or his sandals. Zacchaeus wanted something more. He wanted the knowledge of who Jesus was. So when he wanted to see him, what was creating there was a post experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to see him. Mm. When you get in this word, my goodness, and you get in this now word, you're coming in, my goodness. If someone tells me Rhema time, Elder Allison might say Rhema, or Mom might say, I got some Rhema. She might call me, or Kurt will say, hey, let me hear this Rhema. My whole being perks up because I want to have knowledge of what they're about to say.
Yes, so true.
Zacchaeus wanted to have knowledge of Jesus. He didn't just want to lay eyes on this man's stature. And so what happened there, it created a post experience. So what is the training behind this? Don't ever lose the fact that you're coming to gain an awareness of Jesus.
Amen.
And so it created a post experience. The Bible says that Jesus came to the place, it says, and when Jesus, it says here in verse 4, and I'll just read here, and he ran, in verse 3, it says, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. Watch this. And he ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Hmm. And when Jesus came to the place, now, Zacchaeus' hunger to want to see him was created in him by the Father. No, the Father was unveiling something in him. Jesus, watch this. Watch this. This guarantees you a post experience. Watch this. This is training now. When Jesus came to the place, why would Jesus come to the place? Why couldn't it just say to the tree? Why couldn't it just say to where Zacchaeus was? It says place because we learned that place does mean condition. So watch this. My hunger, as I'm climbing into this Rhema word, to have knowledge of Jesus and knowledge of what he's been saying, will cause him to have to reply to me. Zacchaeus' hunger caused Jesus to come to the place. He saw that Zacchaeus was inquiring way beyond ocular vision, that he wanted knowledge. So the Lord was prompted to go. This is his time. This man wants knowledge of you. Knowledge of you. Where does knowledge, where's the light of knowledge shine from? Somebody tell me. Where does the light of God, the knowledge of God's glory shine out of?
Darkness.
Darkness.
Thank you, Cap. Darkness. It shines out of darkness. So when I'm going to the post and I have things that are on me and things that I know I want God to fix, I'm going there with this zeal that Zacchaeus had. I want the awareness. Show me how to overcome this. And I'm going there. And then all of a sudden, now this causes, my action causes a reaction from Jesus. He has to meet me at the place. Amen. He has to come to the condition. And he will talk to me in a personal way. But I'm not moving out of anxiety. No, I'm not. I'm moving because I want the knowledge. I'm going in there because I want more. I want more of him. I want him to say something to me. Because if he says something to me, it's going to bring me deliverance. I want this. I want this, the knowledge of his glory. I'm looking for his opinion. I'll take whatever he has to say, but I know he's going to come around to whatever condition needs to be dealt with in my life. Zacchaeus's action of wanting to have the knowledge of Jesus caused the father to let Jesus know today's his day. He's looking for you. He wants to know you. So then he says, okay, Zacchaeus, let's go. It's time. I got to buy it at your house. We got to go hang there and watch the post experience unravel. And it says, and when they saw it, the people were murmuring, talking trash. Verse 7, verse 8 says, and Zacchaeus stood. This is now while they're at his house. He stood. And just by standing there and by Jesus coming to his condition, and he stood, he was abiding in the moment with the Lord. And the Lord's opinion came up out of him, out of his own mouth, and said, Lord, behold, the Lord, he said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor.
Amen.
And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So the entire experience was there, was right there. If you get up with a zeal and a desire to want to know more, you get into this Rhema word and you start moving through this Rhema word, it will unfold to you. And I'm telling you now, the Lord will be, the reaction of the Lord will have to say, I have to reach the condition. I need to tell them. I got to tell them what I see about them. I got to talk. They might not be asking about this, but I know the deep and what problems should be dealt with first. And then the experience at the post becomes so authentic, so powerful. But you're going to learn tomorrow night, after that takes place, don't leave, because you'll be able to ask what you will, and it will be done. But you're having, it's there. You're in the right position, the right temperament. But your way there is always through the Rhema word. Now, I talked to you for about 30 some odd minutes in a row. I'm going to open up for any questions and answers. We're going to deal with the training, and we're going to become more and more open to it so you can really see it and not lose it, really perfect it, and really draw and benefit from it. But right now, I'd like to open up to anyone that may have questions. I don't want to take the full 40 minutes and keep teaching. I want to open up to you. Anyone with any questions? No question is a stupid question. Can you see the experience of the post in the case study of Zacchaeus? Can you see how it works?
Amen.
Yes.
You can Amen. See it unfold.
Yes.
Okay. If anyone might be thinking, well, that was for Zacchaeus. Well, no, that was for us as well as Zacchaeus. So mm-hmm. we can see exactly how to reach Jesus. and how to bring the Lord into the place of our condition. Any comments by anybody? Anybody want to add something? Okay, did anyone get better clarity?
Amen. Amen. I Apostle, I can say that I did. There was almost, and this I was sharing with Elder Allison earlier today. It seemed harder for me for some reason to have the experience at the post in the last few days. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't quite understanding what was really going on. Mm-hmm. But I definitely believe I've gotten clarity that the enemy was trying to block me, trying to bring confusion about the experience, about actually having an experience at the post.
Yeah.
Raise all kinds of different questions. But when something that you said just now, when you said that we referred to it before as propitiation, mm-hmm. and what's happened is we're taking it, it's going from just being propitiation, and I don't mean this lightly at all, because
no, I know what you're saying.
Yes, but he's taking it into a, the only word that comes to me is a deeper area, a deeper understanding of what's taking place, what's actually taking place in this. And that really gave clarity to me.
Amen, amen.
Clarity to me.
He's been building on every rhema over the last, since we started in Rhema, he's been building. They've been, one block has supported the next, and he is building a very holy tabernacle within us. And it's just the word. The depth and understanding of the word that we have is tremendous. I was supposed to give counsel to someone the other day that has been going through their sibling has been going through some things, and I asked, I said, Lord, what am I supposed to say? What do you want me to deal with? What am I supposed to tell them? And he said, you're to tell them the reason why what they're doing is not working and giving them peace, because apparently this person is just playing gospel music to try to get rest. He said, you're to tell them they have no root system. They have no root system.
Yeah.
And he said, you have to let them know they need to begin a life in my word.
Yeah.
There's nothing for the gospel music to attach to that would give them peace.
Yeah.
See, you have rhema on top of rhema on top of rhema. Yeah. And you have so much of an ancestry of rhema that you can read a billboard and it will go back and touch your ancestry.
Yeah.
You can watch a movie and it's going to grab at the rhema inside of you. And there's so much ancestry. So God has been building this. And it starts in a place of propitiation, or stay in the study, because we found that we were in staying in rhema. We thought it was just peace. But then we learned it was a covenant of propitiation. Then we learned that the propitiation was an exchange of our minds.
Yes.
And it's been building upon building. And so that's what takes place, and that's what God wants us to get under. And the only way into that place is by way of the rhema word.
Amen.
We exchange our there's been moments that everybody on this line can attest. Man, you get on the line and you can come on the line all jacked up, but boy, oh boy, because you have a desire to get back into the place of God's rest. And you want to see him and you want the knowledge of it. He meets you at your place and changes your mind and changes your temperament. That's nothing less than a post experience in itself.
Amen. It's the truth.
There's just more that we can do there. There's just more that we can do. There's more at the post that can be done.
Amen.
If someone wants to send me a direct message that you don't want to say out loud, but you want a direct message and you want me to field it, you can send me a direct message. If there's something that you want to speak to me personally about, I open up that the ability to direct message me through the chat. If you want to do it on the line, you can do it on the line. I can read your question. If you don't want your voice to be heard, I don't want anyone not to get this. We've spent a lot of time, and I have seen so much of the hand of God concerning this. It has been absolutely wonderful to experience him like this here, to feel the authentic power of God and really, 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 really feel the change that he makes. Amen. Has just been phenomenal. Amen. Truly phenomenal. And amen. I want everybody to get it. I want everyone to have this moment with him. Oh my gosh, I'm desperate to know and to hear the different testimonies. On next Wednesday, we're going to talk about, we're going to go in and talk about the post experiences that we've had, the new ones that have gone on, and amen. How did you get there?
Amen.
Yeah. So we're going to open up with that on next Wednesday. Anybody have a comment or anything else? Amen, Elder Don. I'm glad that you got that.
Apostle Todd?
Yes, I'm here.
Miss Erica.
Hi, Miss Erica.
Hey, I just want to tell you thank you for making it clear, because right now I have a lot of different things going on. And it seemed like when I was going to the post, like I'm just kind of everywhere and all, but now I feel like a settling. I don't have to try to force it or even force myself to concentrate, like just to let it happen at ease. I really feel like a settling right now.
Amen. Amen. That was the purpose of this tonight. And amen, Erica. And for everybody else on the line, please understand, I said this in the beginning of the Moore group. Listen, it's not just you or me losing our way. The enemy is also obstructing our view and vision on how to get there by bringing so much around us and oppressing so many different things. But our way, again, is through this Rhema word, and just let it develop through the word that you've already been hearing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Erica, for that. I appreciate your honesty as always.
Apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Kurt.
Yeah, I just, you know, wanted to say that this is really good. A really good reminder to be patient at the post. I think that a lot of times we, you know, maybe in times past, we'll probably get that quickening or the rhema where God starts speaking a little quicker. And, you know, then we, you know, like you said, the enemy is sending things at us, and we have other things on our mind, and we're getting anxious. It's like, yeah. It's almost like, hurry up, God. You know I got to do this, but hurry up. And he says, be anxious for nothing, because if you go in anxious, you can't get nothing from it.
Amen.
You got to be patient.
Amen.
And something that you said a long time ago that really stuck with me is that we can't force revelations. We can't force the rhema. It has to be revealed when he wants to and on his timing.
Amen. 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 And you know, every second we have to wait there, it's approving. It's approving to how much we're willing to wait. Okay. Every second, if you're not willing to have the full experience, then I suggest that you wait later throughout your day to when you can settle in and have this full experience there. You know, it's well worth it. Elder Allison, you referenced something today. You had said that this is the what? You said this is the real deal?
Yes.
And you, why did you say that?
I mean, I don't know if my phone's going to keep everything clear. The sound has been in and out, so hopefully. It's not another Rhema that just sounds good. It's not because obviously we're not in Logos anymore. We haven't been for a long time. And Rhema is, it's becoming more real. And if we're hearing the Rhema and it just sounds like another good message, you know, I would say that we're missing it. Because this, we're at the place of application where this is really becoming our lifestyle. Amen. This is real. And it's certainly, yes, of course, it does sound good and it is good, but it's beyond that. It's beyond just being, it's beyond just sounding like a good Rhema.
Yeah.
It has to be a
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're missing it.
Otherwise, we're missing it. And that's why I asked you that question to go along with what Cap had said. You know, it we have to wait. There, listen, yeah. when he says something to you here, and you couple being in his temperament, where you're having this conversation with Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and you're having this conversation with the Lord of all glory. The reason why we get housed in his temperament is so we can house the glory. We can hold the opinion. And yes. so it is worth the wait, like Cap said. It's worth the wait to wait there. Let him personally touch you. And that becomes our faith. It comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
It comes alive and it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worth it. Amen. We went a little bit over today. I look forward to hearing you guys on the line tomorrow night, where we're going to go into the third case study. And it's called There's Dialogue at the Post.
Amen.
There's Dialogue at the Post. And we're going to do the case study with the woman that met Jesus at the well. And my goodness, if you know that story, you already know where I'm going, because that woman surely said her piece when she was at the well. And she didn't even know she was at the post having an experience with him. There's water and dialogue at the post. And boy, oh boy, it's going to open up even more to us so we can have these experiences. Key word is post, guys. And we keep calling it the post experience, because it's all about the exchange of his temperament. That's what creates the experience through the Rhema word. When he shifts that mindset and you're at that ease place, oh, you're at the experience. You're having the experience with him. Some of you even feeling it right now, and you need to bless him when we get off this line and bless him for a moment that he exchanged your temperament tonight. And you can take it further and it can get personal with you right now. He's here. Remember, he said daily. We learned daily is sun up until the next sun up.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't end. He's always waiting. I love you guys.
You guys love you all.
Be blessed until tomorrow night. You guys be blessed. I look forward to being on the line with you tomorrow night and going even deeper.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Love you guys too. Amen.
Amen.